Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle sitting on your bedside table, glowing and shining love and peace over you tonight. I travel to boys and girls all over the world and watch them at play as they express their magical childhood. Now snuggle down in your bed, surrounded by your mom and dad, and I want to tell you about my travels. I was visiting with a young man who was living up in the wilderness area of northern Minnesota. There weren't many people around. Their home was way out in the woods, and their mother had to teach them because it was just too far to go to school. And so every day, this little fellow would be taught by his mother. But he had a younger brother, and it was his job to take care of his younger brother. So every day after his mother would give him his lessons for school, he would take his younger brother, whom he had to watch over while his mother did other work, and he would put him in the bedroom, and he would say, "Okay, time for school." And so then he would begin to teach his younger brother everything that his mother taught him. And he would share with his younger brother all of the things. And younger brother, "I am not interested in that. I am blah, 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 blah." And he said to his younger brother, "Hey, I'm having fun with you." The younger brother said, "I'm not having fun." And he said, "Well, what do you want to do to have fun?" "Well, that's just not fun." "All right, then let's make it fun." And so he decided he was going to look at the things his mother taught him, which were the ordinary good things, and he was going to make those things into such fun things that even he would like it, as well as his little brother. And so he began to tell stories about how the numbers were people, and how they would march around. And when it was time for the numbers to gather together, they would form a platoon, or a squadron, or a whole battalion. It depended upon how many numbers there were necessary to do that. And so he said to his little brother, "All right, I'm going to buy a loaf of bread, and I need $2. And the younger brother said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, I want you to go into the army there and go into the battalion headquarters and tell the general, I need two soldiers, $2. Go ahead, tell him." And, of course, playing make-believe games is always fun, no matter what age you have. And so the little brother went into the general, who was the mother, and said, "General, I need two soldiers." And mother always plays games real well, too. And she said, "All right, men, two soldiers, you got them. Here they are." And so she gave them two imaginary soldiers. And the younger boy came back in to his brother and he says, "Here they are." And his younger brother, well adept at imaginary soldiers, said, "All right, fine, thank you." And so they took the two imaginary soldiers, who were the $2, and they took them in and they bought the loaf of bread. Oh, now, why did they have two soldiers to buy a loaf of bread? Because the soldiers represented numbers, and each soldier was a one, and the bread cost what? $2. Then each soldier represented $1. $1, $2. Oh, hey, I see. Okay, now, we're going to buy some jelly beans. And the jelly beans only cost 30 cents. And you get a whole handful of jelly beans for 30 cents. Ah, great. Now, how many jelly beans are in a handful? Well, usually it's about 30 jelly beans in a handful. And so 30 jelly beans in a handful at 30 cents is what? Now, that's 30 pennies. Now, these are baby soldiers, 30 baby soldiers, and each of the little baby soldiers is worth one penny. So now, you go get me 30 baby soldiers, and we'll take those 30 baby soldiers in, and we will buy the jelly beans so we have something to play with. Oh boy, that sounds good. Can we get them, really? Well, of course you can. You go tell Mom what we're doing, and then see what happens. Well, he told his mother what he's doing, and his mother said, that sounds like a fascinating game. I tell you what, I don't have 30 babies, but I have 30 jelly beans. So, is it okay if I give you 30 jelly beans? And the younger son said, my goodness, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. And so she took the 30 jelly beans back. He took the 30 jelly beans back to his brother. And his brother said, oh my, are you wonderful. You are the best creator in the world. I only talk about the 30 jelly beans or the 60 jelly beans or whatever I talk about. And I never have to perform. But you create them right there in your hand. Wow. And so he takes the 30 jelly beans right with him, right out to his brother, and says, look what I got. And his brother says, wow, that is great. You are a great creator. You know what to create and how to create it, and you do it beautifully. No fanfare. No making anybody feel sorry that they didn't try to get into a better producing line, like dealing with the company that didn't have much money. But of course, if you dealt with a company that didn't have much money, you wouldn't have it either. So, the older brother taught his younger brother all the things he learned in school. And you know what happened that year? That year when the teacher came around to give the test to see how the students were learning in the various outlying districts, she found that this boy was super great. And then the boy said to the teacher, teacher, will you do me a favor, please? And the teacher says, why, of course. Will you give the test to my little brother and see how he does? Oh, but surely he doesn't know all these things. Just do it, teacher. And so she gave the test to the little brother. And he got 100%. His brother was such a wonderful teacher that he got 100%. So by taking care of his little brother, he learned well. His little brother learned well. And everybody was so happy. Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust ready to sprinkle it all over you as you fall asleep to dream magical, wonderful dreams that are always lots of fun. Okay, stick your toes under the covers, take your teddy bear in your arms and snuggle him tight. Now open wide your arms and let Mom and Dad snuggle in with you to say goodnight. Hug them and lovingly say to your mom, I love you, Mommy. You are the most wonderful mommy in the entire world. And to his daddy. Daddy, you're such fun. I like to play with you. I love you so much. Now close your eyes and drift off to happy dreamland. This is Mr. Candle, and I'll be back again tomorrow night and with more stories of my visits with boys and girls all over the world. Good night, my precious angels. I love you. I love you.